Miles DeMott's second novel opens well and in a serious vein. On June 27, 1974, the novel's narrator, Chad Felder, is in a tourist helicopter ride over the Grand Canyon with his family. Suddenly, a complete stranger grabs his sister Janine, quote, by the waist of her bell-bottom jeans and launches them both through the wide-open cargo door, her eyes wide with mortal terror, end quote. 35 years later, Chad, in a failing second marriage, is approaching middle age. A successful real estate developer who specializes in strip malls, for him, life is, quote, lifestyle center after lifestyle center, lease upon lease, end quote. He's responsible, it seems, for the uglification of much of the modern South, but appears aesthetically unconcerned. His motto is, echoing Gertrude Stein, a mall is a mall is a mall. A rose is a rose, but a mall is definitely not a rose. In a small plane over Charlotte, North Carolina, Chad meets with a group of religious entrepreneurs. Charlotte was the home of Jim and Tammy Faye Baker, one remembers. These entrepreneurs want him as the idea man, the concept man, on a Christian religious experience theme park. The backers know him to be a planner who has developed, quote, strip malls that tell a story, end quote. They have also chosen him because he graduated from seminary and was briefly a practicing preacher before losing his faith. For a while, it seems DeMott has moved to satire. Chad lives in Atlanta among the pretentiously and irrelevantly named suburban developments such as Quail Ridge, no quail, each gated community with the obligatory guardhouse, no guard. One is reminded of Walker Percy's novel, Love in the Ruins, in which the suburban hell is named Paradise Acres. The theme park, which actually does get built, begins with the Garden of Eden experience, because, as the ticket taker tells guests, everything begins there. In the garden, there are an animatronic Adam and Eve and dinosaurs, one wearing a saddle. The visitors then choose Old or New Testament routes. The Old has the Holy Moses log ride, the Heaven and Hell roller coaster, the Dark Night of the Soul anti-gravity wheel, and, after Bethlehem in the New, the Last Supper, where you can sit down at the table. The entire experience concludes at the Carousel of the Apocalypse. This seemed like satire to me, and successfully so, but DeMott keeps changing the tone. We meet Chad's brother Tib, short for Thibodeau, who lives in a storage unit. Tib is the bad brother, the Cain figure, maybe, except it is Chad who asks, am I my brother's keeper? And decides that once again, he must try to rescue Tib, who has become involved with drugs, pornography, blackmail, and gangsters, and is the subject of an undercover FBI investigation. DeMott has set a great many plots in motion. Is this novel a realistic portrait of modern marriage? A satire of fundamentalism? A crime novel with considerable sleuthing and chasing? A DNA investigation that reveals who is the father of whom? Or is it the story of a damaged family with too many destructive secrets? DeMott is a natural fiction writer. His dialogue is convincing and his story moves. But the tone keeps shifting, and he has set loose too many plot lines in this novel and is unsuccessful in gathering them all in hand.